Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we do here every single day. Our quote of the day, if you dream big, work hard, and treat others with kindness, anything is possible. And that is from our guest, Kendra Scott. Very excited for you guys to hear our conversation today. I'm coming to you, Heel Squad, from Kevin's Connecticut office.
Kevin's shrine.
A shrine to me, which is very sweet. Oh, my light wasn't really quite on me. Oh, there we go. Hey. So yeah, Kevin has all of me everywhere. So it's kind of awkward for me to be sitting here, but my internet connection was a little better here today. So we decided to come to you from here. Super, super excited for you guys to hear my chat with Kendra. I'm going to pull up a little bit on her because my printer is not being very friendly to me. She's incredible. We chatted about her building a billion, that's B with a billion, B with a billion with a B. billion dollar jewelry empire. And of course, her philanthropic work that she's doing. She's really, really about sharing and giving back. And she's just a really incredible woman. So I'm really glad that we had time to chat today. We talked all about her ranch and our love of animals and nature. And I think that if you are interested in kind of diving into the world of entrepreneurship, she is a really great model. She did not go to college for business. She just figured it out. And I think that, you know, that line where there's a will, there's a way very much applies. And, you know, it's funny when you talk to young people and they're like, you know, I think this idea will work, or, you know, this will make a lot of money. And it really, really, if you're going to go into this world and be an entrepreneur, you really have to love what you're doing. And she explains why in the interview. So without further ado, Kendra Scott is an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and mother. She is the executive chairwoman, designer, and former chief executive officer of the billion-dollar jewelry brand, Kendra Scott, where she now sits as president of the company. In 2017, she was named Ernst & Young's National Entrepreneur of the Year. Kendra continues to lead her company on the foundation of three core pillars: family, fashion, and philanthropy. You guys are really, really going to love her advice. And you're going to be blown away at some of the really cool things she has in her company for her employees that once we go big, I'll be implementing. For sure. I mean, too good. Anyway, I don't want to spoil it or give it away, but enjoy our conversation. Here's the thing. Obviously, you've had so much success with your company. And when you see that you're valued at $1 billion, like, don't you at some point want to be like, I can do that now. I can go to Italy now and say, peace out, everybody. Like, you know, why wait? And why are there more goals? Like, I just am curious. And yeah. I know a lot of people would be curious because my dad always says, Maria, how much is enough?
Right. I love that. Well, first of all, I love that accent. You know, it's not about a dollar amount, right? I think for me, I feel like I have so much energy and I feel like I have this opportunity to now do a lot of really great things and kind of give back in a big way. And so I feel like I have a lot to do. It's not necessarily, oh, I want to build a bigger business and I want it to be valued at $2 billion. Or I could care less, honestly, about those things. Mm-hmm. For me, now I'm in this next stage of my life after working so hard from the ground up, like struggling to pay my rent, you know, being a single mom, growing a business, to where after 20 years of building a business that's now at this stage, now I get to do these other amazing things like build a women's institute at the University of Texas to empower other women and, you know, help with causes that are so important to me. And now I feel like, wow, we could do things that could actually like make a real impact on women and children while I'm alive. And I have that opportunity. And if I don't do it, I don't think I could live happily in Italy or anywhere else, right? Yeah. So for me, it's more about that. I'm so excited to get up every day. You know, I lost my stepdad when he was 47 and I'm 47. And I think about that every morning, Maria. And I think about he wanted to do so much more. And I have those breaths in my lungs to be able to do those things. And I think that's what, you know, gets me excited is that that's the drive is We have a very short time on this earth. Mm-hmm. And this while we're here, you know, let's make the most of what we can do, where we can leave our fingerprint in a positive way.
Okay. Two things. One, you're so right about that. I want to go back to the weird thing you said, where you said you were 47, because that's just crazy, in a second. So Kelsey Puja, I know you're in here. Just remind me to go back to that crazy thing she said.
She said that, and I said in my head, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly.
You guys, what? I like hanging out with you all already. Yeah. We're going to be great friends.
But we'll go back to this other thing, because you keep saying you have so much energy. And for someone who feels like they have very little left, I'm curious, have you ever been burnt out?
Yeah. You know, I think, look, there's been a lot of times life is a series of peaks and valleys. We will have these peaks and then before you know it, something will start happening or someone around us will get sick or someone we love is going through something difficult and you could be at the highest peak and the next day you could be at the lowest valley, not even expecting it to happen. And I think those moments sometimes are the ones that you just feel like, okay, how could you go from this place of waking up the day before feeling so amazing about life and where things mm-hmm. are going. And in one day, and this sometimes can be that quick, you feel like everything has been swept out from underneath you. And I think 2020 for me, honestly, Maria, was one of those years that I kept it just a series of things. My dad was very ill. He suffered multiple heart attacks. I was in the hospital with him, you know, a lot. I went through a divorce. It was wow. like my business, then the pandemic hit, I had to close 120 stores, you know, it was, and every day I'd wake wow. up and I'd say, it can't get any worse. It can't get any worse. It's got to only get better. And then I had to have an emergency surgery in the same hospital that my dad is checked into for his heart attack. We're both in the hospital at the same time, Maria. I mean, this
what?
Is for real. He had to, they wheeled him down in a wheelchair to come visit me while I was getting surgery. So it was one, you know, when I think about those things, it's, you know, you go through sometimes you think, how much more can you handle? And I'm also.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
So trying to be a bright light for my children, for my employees who were also suffering during the pandemic, as we were trying to navigate the future of a retail business and making sure that they felt that I was there for them. And I do remember there are a few days just feeling like, I don't know if I can handle this. Like, I don't know if I have that strength that I always felt like I had, because it was just constant of one thing after another. And I think that's where I really realized, you know, where we started to really focus on mental health in our company too, is that I wasn't alone. You know, we had a lot of moms at home that were struggling, trying to teach their kids. And I really started to open up conversations of saying, you guys, look, I was very transparent. I'm going through a rough time. And I let people around me know it, to where before I'd always just kind of like, I got this. I'm going to put on a happy face. Even if I'm struggling, I'm going to put on this, like, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to hold it in. And 2020 was so hard that I finally just had to say, you guys, I'm suffering. And this is a really hard year. And I need help. I need my friends. I need my family. I need people around me. And I needed to be honest and open. And it was okay to be vulnerable. And once I showed that vulnerability, then others could feel like they could also be vulnerable. And it really raised our awareness of how important it is to be okay with being open about when you're struggling. And so that gave me amazing strength, is that we were kind of, you know, you form a group around you of love and support, and to know that I'm not Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. And I even was open and honest with my children. You know, I've got older boys as well, that are, one's just turned 20 and one is 17. And being able to say to them, you know, I'm struggling too right now, Mom, you know, and I've always been the one that's like, no matter what, I'm going to wipe my tears away and I'm going to be smiling for them. And when I was able to do that with them, we really started to even have a more dynamic, open, really, really heartfelt conversation. And it was a different layer of closeness that my sons and I went through during that year, because we were all just real. And sometimes real isn't happy or pretty or all those things. So, you know, I think when people look at someone like, oh, she's got all these things and she's this and she's that, she's so happy all the time. And I think it's really important for people to say, that's not everyone.
And not every day.
Not every day. No, but everyone will go through painful times in their life, loss, divorce, you know, business failure, whatever it might be, right? And we can't go tackle those things alone. And it's okay to say, like, I'm not doing all right today.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better. And it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content. And a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community? Or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment. And we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Facebook group and Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Yeah. Wow. I had no idea you were going through all of that.
It was crazy.
Isn't it wild though, when you look back and you're like, I mean, I keep hearing the song in my head, I'm still standing. Yeah. Cause it's like, how the fuck am I still standing after everything? Cause I've gone through so much in the last 5 years. And then just this last year, like this time last year, I had two parents in the hospital with COVID, separate hospitals, both immune compromised. It was a real challenging time. And so, you know, you say the same thing in your head. I don't think I can handle more. And then more comes and more comes and more comes. And you're like, okay, I guess I can. All right. Yep. Mm-hmm. I can. And we really don't give ourselves enough credit for how resilient we really are. We always will paint this picture of, oh, there's just no way I would survive that. That I would never survive. And you just see humans survive the unsurvivable every day. So what were the keys for you? Because that's a lot. Business, personal, and health. Yeah. I mean, it's, you got the full whammies.
Yeah.
How did you get through that time? What were the, like, if you had to advise someone who's in a similar situation, I know you said surrounding yourself with people and being vulnerable, but were there other actions that you took?
I had to, you know, I couldn't say yes to everything. I hate letting people down. And when people ask me to do something, I always want to try to do it. And I realized that year that I had to just really say no to some things, which were hard, or to pass things along to other people and let them manage those things. And also just take that time for myself. And one of the things I really got into was yoga, which sounds just like not like it would be that life-changing, but it was life-changing for me because I'm like, move. The minute I wake up, I'm go, 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 go. And I don't stop and I hardly take a breath. And doing yoga for me was like all the things, like I felt healthier physically, but then just breathing and stopping for 45 minutes to an hour every day. I can't tell you that one simple thing could have made such an impact for my whole day. And so that really like, and that was something I never thought I'd get into. Cause I was like, if I'm not working out at this high level intensity, then I'm not really getting a workout. And if I'm going to do an hour, I got to do it like full on, you know, I've got to be throwing tires around or something, you know? And I finally, you know, somebody was like, just try it, Kendra. I'm like, oh, yoga, whatever. And I did. And I'm like, why have I waited all of my life to do this? And, you know, even physically, like I felt stronger and all those things. So that was huge. And then I think also understanding that I needed to let things go. And, you know, my president at the time, who'd been with me for 7 years, I was like, you know, the day-to-day business things, I really feel like this is a great time to pass that baton, to let you take over the CEO role and allow me to focus on things after 20 years in the CEO seat, to step back and focus on the things that I really feel I can propel, not just the business forward, but our legacy of what I want to leave behind from a philanthropic standpoint. And also I have a little boy, I have an 8-year-old, to have this opportunity to enjoy these years before he becomes a teenager, like my older boys, was important to me too. And that was a big step. I don't think if all of those things hadn't come at me at one time, I would have just been trying to do everything and continue to do everything and, you know, be a little harried. And I really just being honest and saying this is the right time was huge. And I feel like the sense of every day I wake up and I have so many things I'm excited about doing. And obviously I'm still the, you know, majority shareholder of Kendra Scott. I'm the chairwoman. I'm the head lead designer. I'm doing all the things. I really haven't, like when I say step back, it's not really step back, but I'm also allowing some of the things that, you know, I was making every single decision on every single thing every day. Now it's like, I have a great team that I've built over 20 years and I respect and trust them. And I have them in these seats and positions because they're amazing. And they're so good at what, I mean, great at what they do. And they get it. They get the brand. They understand what we're doing. And it's really been nice to be able to kind of let, like, just say, hey guys, you know, we got this together and have a little bit, you know, like, I don't need to do all of it.
Yeah.
So it's big. Yeah.
Why is legacy so important to you?
I mean, I think for me, after losing my stepfather to brain cancer, I was, you know, him being so young, I know for him, he felt like he wished he had time to do more to leave behind. And he, when he was suffering with cancer, you know, he got to a point where he would have difficulty forming sentences. And, but he could understand everything you were saying to him. And he was a 2-time Vietnam veteran, a Purple Heart recipient. He spoke 5 languages fluently. So for him not to be able to speak one language, you know, broken was so frustrating for him. But my first business was a hat company. And I started it because he had lost his hair. And I'd met so many women that had lost their hair with chemotherapy while he was going through treatment. And so I started a hat company where I was sewing cotton linings and hats for women who, you know, so they'd be more comfortable and soft on their heads. And I had loved fashion since I was a little girl. And he said to me, Kendra, if you can do what you're passionate about, but also do something good at the same time, then you're going, like, that's your life's purpose is, you know, we're all given different gifts and talents, but how do we take those gifts and talents and then also like do something good that we can like really empower people, right? And make a change for the better. And so fashion was my way to do that. And so the little hat company was where I could see when I'd hand a hat to someone and see how happy they made them and how beautiful they felt when they put it on and confident that I was using a skill to do something good. And so I think legacy for me is just that. It is the ability to build something now that I'm teaching others, mentoring others, the ability to not only empower them to be their best selves, you know, showing women that it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter if you don't have the best education in the world or if your parents aren't Rockefellers, you know, you can be an owner of a billion-dollar brand, but not just that, because it's not about money. It's about then you get this opportunity to like do things that can change the world for the better. How cool is that? And so for me, it's like that has been the reason I've built this business from day one was I wanted to build something and use the gifts I was given to make a difference in the world. It was never about me being this fashion, you know, whatever. It was more about I love fashion and design. Now, how can I take that and really do something good while I'm here? So when we talk about the valuation and all those things, those are great, but I'm more excited that we've given $40 million to women and children's charities. I mean, I'm looking at our give back dollars way more than I look at anything else. And that's what kind of drives us. I mean, we're kind of a philanthropic organization in a for-profit company. So it's different than when you think about different brands. This is very different on how we kind of work here. So legacy is everything to us at Kendra Scott. I mean, we're wanting to build something that is going to be here generations that are going to empower women, help them with their education and health far beyond when I'm here, my children were here. Hopefully my grandchildren and great grandchildren will be able to be a part of continuing that legacy.
So cool.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
I love that. I love that that was like how it all kind of started.
As the weather gets colder, well, everywhere but LA, and the year creeps to an end, we all have one thing on our minds. Christmas, the holidays, the best time of the year. But for some, it can be the toughest, most stressful, and lonely time. I, for one, can say this is going to be a hard holiday season for us without my mom. And you know what? It's okay to not always be merry and cheery and to feel those feelings, but it is important to get the support you need. You've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7. It's like having a therapist in your pocket. So if you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com.
I know in today's hectic and stress-filled world, we're always looking for ways to improve our overall wellness. That's why I'm so excited to invite you to watch a wellness panel I moderated brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market over at sprouts.com/livestream. We chatted about gut health, inflammation, immunity, stress, and anxiety, because who can't use some help in those areas? I know I can. You're going to be so inspired to hear from the golden girl of wellness herself, Candace Kumai, discuss the principle of kintsugi and some seriously delicious wellness-friendly recipes. Dr. Josh Axe and Jordan Rubin, co-founders of Ancient Nutrition, also brought some incredible gut health and inflammation tips, like how to pick a probiotic and incorporate bone broth. Finally, New York Times bestselling author and founder of The One, Naomi Whittle, introduced us to spice fruit, an amazing supplement for metabolic health. Guys, you can't miss this conversation. Head over to sprouts.com/livestream to catch the recording. After you watch, you might just be inspired to stock up on some goodness for delivery or curbside pickup at shop.sprouts.com. Hey, Heal Squad. Are you guys having trouble sleeping or having any back pain? Maybe it's time to start thinking about a new mattress. And you know I love my Sleep Number mattress.
If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay on a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and just pick something because you're desperate. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. Maybe it was just me. But you go online, take a quiz, then you go into the store, and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then they take your sleep number. Mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try. I almost cried. And my bed is temperature balancing, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo at night. And I have a foot heater. What is this? And if Kevin's snoring, I can raise his head with my controls. Mm-hmm. Trust me, don't go anywhere else ever.
Discover special offers right now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
So you went from the hat company. That was kind of a challenge. And then you got interested in jewels. So tell us a little bit about kind of how you transitioned into jewelry. And you know, whatever kind of nuggets you can throw in there for somebody who has an idea and wants to run with it, because it's something that seems so unattainable and challenging, right? Like I liken it to like when I was growing up and I was dreaming about being on TV, and it just seems so unattainable. And then I saw John Stamos on TV. I'm like, he's Greek. If he can do it, I can do it.
Right.
But in Hollywood, there's no kind of like formula, right? Yeah. If you want to be a doctor, there's a formula. If you want to be an entrepreneur, there really is kind of a formula. You just have to be okay with failing a lot, I feel like. So any nuggets you can give so anybody who's listening can, you know, can feel like they're learning along the way, learning the Kendra way.
Yeah. You know, I think first of all, you've got to love what you're doing. If you're doing something just to make money, I'm going to tell you right now to stop doing it. And I know that sounds like, what? This is, you know, we're in this world where, you know, everyone thinks about, oh, we want to be rich. We want to have a nice car. We want to have a nice house. But at the end of the day, I promise you, if you're just doing it for money, you're going to be miserable and unhappy. And it's not probably going to survive if you're starting a business, because there are going to be so many difficult times that if you don't have the passion and the love for what you're doing, you're not going to get out of those ugly valleys like we talked about earlier and get to your next peak, because you don't, the passion's what's going to get you out of there, and that excitement for what you love to do. So that's one. Two, I would say, you know, with the hat business, I was so focused that the hat thing had to work that I was making jewelry for my store, and that was selling the day I put it out on my little counter. But the hats, you know, I'd be like, I would sell like a hat a day or whatever. Now hats are like a big, much bigger deal. So I was way ahead of my time, Maria. But
you were.
I know, but I didn't see what was working, because in my brain, I was like, I'm going to open hat stores and it's going to be the hat thing. And so I would say to anybody thinking about starting a business, when you're in it, sometimes you got to have to like have that 360 approach and be okay to pivot and be agile, that maybe there's something in there that's really working, but maybe what you thought was going to be the main thing might not work. And that's okay. And sometimes putting that to bed, and, you know, I failed. I closed that store. And customers kept calling me for the jewelry, not hats. And so it was forcing me to continue to make jewelry. And I was kind of like, hello, Kendra, maybe there's something here to this jewelry business. So that would be two. And then the last thing I'd say is you've got to be disruptive. If you're doing what everyone else is doing, you've already failed. So, you know, if you're like, I want to make jewelry that looks like X, Y, and Z, the same people, you're going to be just one of a million. So you have to do something disruptive. You've got to put your own unique fingerprint on things. And otherwise, there's no point in doing it, right? So really looking at your competition and thinking about, one, what's out there and what do people really want? What do you want that you can't find? What do you need that you can't find? Because 9 times out of 10, there's a lot of people that feel the same way that you do. So I think that's super important. And then know that, you know, you're not going to be able to do this alone. No one can be the best CEO, CFO, product developer, planner, all those things. So eventually you have to build a winning team and be really honest with yourself on what you're great at, but more important, be honest on what you suck at, because you need to hire people that are great at the things that you suck at, right? So yep. I think sometimes, you know, when you entrepreneur, you can get that like, I can do it all. Cannot do it all, and be really honest and open and hire awesome people that are smarter than you, that are, and when I say smarter, that doesn't mean that you're not smart. Just saying, hey, when it comes to Excel spreadsheets, I am not good at them. I need somebody who does those way better and can handle that. Now I like to read them, but I don't want to have to put one together. So, you know, it was things like that I think can really help somebody when they're starting a business. And, you know, look, get a mentor. That's my biggest piece of advice. Not just one, if you can find more than one. I am running a business every single day that's bigger than it was the night before. And so I'm in uncharted territory every morning. And so I have amazing mentors that have run businesses, that have built bigger businesses than mine, that I call and I'll say, hey, we're going through this right now. What are your thoughts? Do you have a few minutes? I'd love to get your take on this. I'm always wanting to be a sponge. I want to learn constantly. And I now get to mentor other young entrepreneurs who are, you know, because I've already traveled that road they're walking on. And so I think having mentors that you respect, and they don't have to be in your field. They could be in different businesses, but they, how they run their business, how they treat their people, how they, you know, reach out to their community, all those things matter. So finding good mentors will get you a long, long way in business.
Yeah. And I like the advice of even people who aren't in your business, because they'll be able to look at it a little differently and yes, give you something that somebody else might not have. And the idea of pivoting, not being so rigid and stuck on something, but you know, in terms of hiring people, when you are a small business, and I know you were that at one point, yeah, how do you hire the best when you can't afford the best? What tips do you have for that?
Yeah, I think, initially, there were 7 of us for a long time. Now we've got over 3,000 employees across the country. I will say over 95% women, by the way, mm-hmm, which is pretty cool. And initially it was, I hire on heart. I know that sounds so crazy.
We do the same thing. Kevin says all the time, hire for heart, train for skill.
Yes. Yes. You can train skills, but you can't train that heart, that love, that, you know, that's just that being a good, thoughtful, kind person. That was super important to me. And people that had passion, if they were excited about it. So I think about, like, you know, I was hiring design.
I'm sure you've heard about probiotics. We recently partnered with Just Thrive. Tina Anderson is the mastermind behind this extraordinary product. Why do we need a probiotic?
The world we're living is so disruptive to our gut health, from antibiotics that we take, from Roundup that's sprayed out over our food supply, to stress. We see symptoms like gas and bloating, diarrhea, constipation, skin rashes, autoimmune issues and allergies, mood disorders. So anxiety, depression, all of those types of issues are stemming from our imbalance in our gut.
And the thing about Just Thrive probiotic is you don't have to refrigerate it.
To be a probiotic, it needs to be alive in your intestines, not alive in the refrigerator. And most of those probiotics in the refrigerator actually don't make it to the intestines alive, which is the goal.
If we couple the Just Thrive probiotic and the Just Calm, what do we get?
We know the probiotic alone is helping with the leakiness of the gut and helping all other types of things in our, with our overall health. But we know now when we add the Just Calm, it's helping with our mood.
Guys, Just Thrive is a game changer. If you're ready to take control of constipation, bloat, and stress and live your healthiest life yet, you can get 20% off your first 90-day bottle of Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic today. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code HEALSQUAD. You won't regret it.
Assistance first because I couldn't make all my samples. It was out of like necessity. You know, I was making everything myself out of my extra bedroom of my house. And, you know, I needed help. I couldn't do all of that. So it was like a production assistant. Then it was a design assistant. Then I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to go to market. I mean, so I was bringing like some of these people were then going to market and they were designers with me and we were selling at the Javits Center. We were doing all these different things within the organization. And so finding people that have that flexibility to wear a lot of hats in the beginning is really mm-hmm. great. Then you're going to get to a point where you're starting to see things increase and you have to make that pivotal decision of, I need to hire some really good experienced folks. And those are going to cost me a little more money. When I hired my first COO, it was 10 years into the business. And I had to take my salary down to almost nothing to hire him. And I remember our controller saying, Kendra, we can't afford him. And I said, we can't not afford him. You've got to invest some time. So we're investing in machinery or we're investing in manufacturing or investing in various things, but investing in people in those key growth stages is probably one of the most important things you can do when you're running a business. And that has been pivotal as, you know, from then to now. We went from 7 employees to 3,000. We went from, you know, $1.5 million to now we're valued over at $1 billion, you know, dollars. So think about the amount of people that we've been hiring, but it's still on heart. I mean, they can bring in a gold-plated resume, Maria, and if they're not nice or they seem a little, I'm like, you're not going to be able to work here. Like, we just, it's not going to work. I've got to
understand, and I agree.
Right? But when you walk in our stores, when you walk in our offices, you just feel that it's not this, you know, bitchy fashion. It's like these kind people rooting for one another. You know, we have mothers' nursing rooms. We've got, you know, babies in the office, kids running around on scooters, you know, with the children's play area. We've got yoga in the lawn. Like, it's this environment that is just loving and supportive. And you know, that's something that I think I'm probably most proud of what we've developed here for sure.
That's so cool. I love that.
Fun. We have a nail salon too. So if you come, you can get your nails done. And that's complimentary if you work here.
Wait, that's genius. That is the hardest thing for women to keep up with is getting your nails done. And unfortunately, we live in a time where it's like kind of a necessity. You can't.
Well, and we sell jewelry. So we want our fingers to look nice. And I have never had time. So all these perks are coming from a mother of three who is always running around like a crazy person. I'm like, what would make me so happy is if we had a smoothie bar and a nail salon. So I could have something that I'm not starving at 3 o'clock when I'm ready to fall apart. I need a healthy smoothie and we need nails. And so I'm like, we're giving this complimentary to all employees so that they can go, they'll have meetings getting pedicures, like with their laptops sitting next to each other. It's amazing. It's like a woman's utopia here.
I love that. You know, when we built AfterBuzz, my husband put in like laundry machines. So our host, because he knew everyone's like burning the candle at both ends. Yeah. It's so hard to get their laundry done. So we would have our laundry machines there for them. And, you know, we made it an environment where it felt kind of like a bar so people could like feel like they had a night out. And it was like a cool thing. So everybody, certain people I know in certain companies try to give some kind of atmosphere for their employees so that they feel taken care of. I love the nail salon. I'm totally going to steal that someday. Kelsey, Pooja, we're all going to be getting our nails done once we go next level.
So that sounds amazing. We're in.
But I also think, you know, the hiring is always, you know, kind of like the hardest thing is how do you find the right people? And that's always challenging, but I love where you set an example. You're like, I have to do this and I'm not going to take a salary. And I've done that myself where it's like, nope, we got to put money somewhere else if you're going to try to go for it.
But I think too, you know, one of the things people say, well, how did you find these people? And in the earlier days, I would just tell anyone I knew that might be connected in any way to any business, people, or, you know, whatever, what I wanted, like my dream COO, what he or she would look like, you know, what their personality would be, what they were really good at, things that they might have done in their past lives of business, whatever. And literally one of those people that I would just, it's kind of like when you, you know, look for like the man of your dreams, you tell your friends, I want a guy who's like this, right? We write down all the things we want. When you're thinking about hiring key people in your organization, it's like write your dream person down and then share it, because the world can't read your mind. So, you know, if we want things to happen, we got to put it out there, and we've got to let people see it. Same thing with like building our company. Like we do a painted picture of every 3 years, what we want. And that includes not just like, you know, how many stores and, you know, sales and things like that. But it's like, we put a vision of building this women's institute for other women, young women, to teach them leadership and entrepreneurial mindset and give that to all women, not just women that were in the business school. We wanted women who were in, you know, any field, right? And that became a reality because we put it out there and we could all see it and we could see what that could look like. And then we could build the roadmap on how to get there. And people, as since we knew that's what we were looking for, and we would talk about it, we'd have people call us. Well, I heard you're going to be doing this thing, or you might be doing this thing. How do we get involved? How do we help with that? And all of a sudden we started getting all of these great people to help us build something that was really just a dream. And I think that's such an important thing when you're looking for hiring or anything in your life, really, is to really think of, like, close your eyes and really think about, what does this look like? Or what does this person look like? And then tell everybody you can, and hope that, you know, someone will call you one day and say, hey, you know, I met this person who just is looking for something that might be a right fit. And that's usually how you find the greatest people, or potentially a boyfriend, you know.
It works either way. You're telling your friends and the universe, which one or the other will deliver.
Yes.
I want to ask you, because at the beginning of this, you said that, you know, you're building this institute and doing all of this kind of like giving back to the young entrepreneurs, because you want them to know, no matter what their background, their parents were Rockefellers, they can do this. They can build a business like this. So did you go to business school?
No, I'm a college dropout, Maria. Proudly. Sure. I got a master's degree in the School of Hard Knocks. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but no, you know what? My stepfather was sick when I was in high school. He was diagnosed with brain cancer, and my whole world kind of shifted. I was going to just take time off after my freshman year of college I was at MD Anderson with my mom a lot. And I really wanted to focus on that year of just being there. We knew that he was, you know, struggling at that point. And my intention was to always go back. And then at 19, I started this hat business, motivated by, you know, what I was living through. And I really did. I thought, well, I'll start this and then I'll go back. And then 5 years I'm running this little hat company and just trying to make it work, working 7 days a week. Like, it was not working, but I was like, this is going to work. And I wanted to do so. Then I lost my stepfather. And so it was like, this business for me was more than just a business. It was like, I wanted to do this for him too. And so I think, you know, it's hard when you go through things like that, because you're like, oh my God, and then you fail at it. Right. Mm-hmm. And so it was a really trying, I think, time, but at the same time, it's like, it led me to this. So that hat box was my education. I never got back to school, but that little store, running it 7 days a week, paying my rent, trying to figure out overhead, understanding what margins look like. If I hadn't gone through that, I wouldn't have built the business I have today. And it was my bridge that I needed to get me to where I am. And there was no amount of business education that I could have ever gotten at a university that would have given me the skill set to be able to really understand what I needed to do to build the successful business today. So I think, you know, we all have these visions. We go to high school, we go to college, we get a good job. This is the path, right? And my path got derailed because of a personal family issue. But it was exactly where I needed to go. It was exactly the track I needed to get on. for where my future was going to lead me. And I think if we can sometimes embrace those moments and say, there might be a reason that this is happening to me right now. And even with the failure of the hat box, I look back and I think that every day that that happened, because if it hadn't, I would not be sitting here with you today. I would not be doing the things that we're doing. I needed that time there and I needed that failure to be where I am today, for sure. So for me, that was the best education I could have. Now later, I just said, you know, I do want to learn more because my business was growing and I didn't go to business school. So I took an entrepreneurial master's.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Of course, through Entrepreneurs Network organization. And they bring in 65 students to MIT for a 3 year. You go for like a long, you know, like a week each year. And then you do all this stuff throughout the year. And I did that from 2006 to 2009, right during the recession. And it was so great because I was able to learn from other entrepreneurs who had started businesses and really gave just solid advice on things that I needed to learn. So I think we can always have continued education. I don't think it ends with college or a master's, or it may not even be typical. It may be internships. It may be taking other courses that interest you. So, you know, I always even say to my kids, don't feel like you have to do it exactly this way. Sometimes following your heart, but also really thinking about like, what are the things that you want to learn? Because it may not just be available in a typical university.
To all our entrepreneurial Hill Squatters out there who make products and crafts to sell online, have I got a tool for you. Introducing ShipStation, the service that makes it easy to manage your orders and get your products out the door. No matter how you sell, Shopify, Etsy, your own website even, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without contracts or commitments. 100,000 plus online sellers choose ShipStation, making it the number one choice for you online sellers. You can ship more in less time and for a lot less money. Just use my offer code BETTER to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in BETTER. That's ShipStation.com. Enter the offer code BETTER and make ship happen.
The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. Sure, you can buy ornaments and decorations, but isn't building your own so much more fun? This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and age. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through fun, hands-on projects. Their website is amazing. There are so many cool things to choose from. I personally am buying the light up haunted house for me, Kelsey, and Pooja to build when we need a little brain break. But seriously, this holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code BETTER at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com with the promo code BETTER.
Yeah, I think you're such an example for life is happening for you, not to you. Like, if you think about that, you know, the stuff with your stepdad and, you know, the hat box not succeeding, but the jewelry. And then, you know, even just this last year, everything that you went through so that you could step down but step up in other ways. You could have looked at it like, oh my God, I can't handle everything. And, you know, everything's falling apart. Instead, like, life is happening for you.
Yes.
And I love that. Hearing that story. And I know you also took jewelry classes when the jewelry was starting to kind of kick off. You wanted to learn more about that. But I think it's so inspirational for people to see that even when you don't have the background, you can figure it out. And I wonder, in those kind of like initial days, you know, you're building a jewelry business, and you said the biggest thing you learned was about margins. Can you talk about that?
Well, I mean, I learned that, first of all, retail is the hardest business out there. You know, running a brick and mortar retail store was really difficult. And I was buying from other designers. And so I was, you know, the margin between what I was able to buy from a wholesale price point and then retail, and then thinking about your rent and your overhead and your employees and all the other things, there wasn't enough margin there for me to be able to be successful. And so I really felt like, one, I didn't want to be in retail because that's scary. Also, it was super scary. You had to, and I'm saying this now from a girl who has 125 retail stores. So this is where, when I say pivot and be agile and be flexible with your hard nose, things will change throughout your life. Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay.
The brick and mortars, not to interrupt, but the brick and mortars end up becoming like marketing and advertising at this point, I think, right?
Oh, amazing. Yes. And brick and mortar is more alive than ever. I'm going to say it, where everybody, you know, last year was like, it's dead and no one's going to go into stores anymore. People cannot wait to get into stores right now and see people and shop, and that community. People need human touch. I love that we can meet like this, but I cannot wait, Maria, when we can sit and be together in
Tuscany,
right? In Tuscany, right? So, I mean, we need human touch. We need that connection. We need community. And so we can find those things in these places, right? And so for our stores, for me, it's all about connection. It's not about necessarily selling. It's about people coming in, experiencing the brand, experiencing the joy, having fun in the store, being with their friends, attending a Kendra Gives Back event for a charity that they love. Like, it's about community. And I think if businesses kind of thought about retail that way, it'd be a totally different thing, right? And we have since the beginning. So that's different. Going back, I'm trying to remember where we were, but I was afraid to open retail. I thought, if I just designed and manufactured and other stores came in and wrote the orders like I did when I had my little hat box store, I'd ship it and then I would never have to worry about it again. And that would be great. And, you know, that's how I want to do it. I want to be on the other end of this because I was on the other side. So I thought, I'm going to manufacture and wholesale. And so that's really how I started. And when I started, Maria, I did not scream from the rooftops that I was starting a jewelry company. After the failure of my first business, I didn't want to tell anybody I was starting a business. I was just doing it kind of like, if I can make enough money to help with, you know, my family and I had a newborn baby, you know, it would be great. Because I was also afraid, like, people would be like, oh, you know, yeah, here she goes. She's already a failure. Let's see how she does with this one. I was so worried about that I was just quiet about it. And then as things started to move and I was just like, I started to realize, you know what, maybe I have something here. And again, my good friends, the people in my life were the ones that were like wearing it, telling everybody about it, you know, and they became like, and I'm like, you guys, you know, I'm not like really like making a big deal about it yet. And they are like, why not? This is amazing. Why are you telling everybody? They became like the ones telling everybody. And so the business was, you know, started to kind of grow organically. But for almost 8 years, I did not do retail. I just did manufacturing and wholesale to other stores. So we had some great accounts like Nordstrom and some others as well. So that was great until the recession hit. And it forced me, again, life happening. What was your, I got to write this down and put it in my thing.
Oh my God. It's my it's my mantra for life. Life is happening for you, for not you. To you.
Yes. So
it's
life
Tony
happened.
Robbins taught me.
I mean, no, I can't. I'm putting it in my office. Life happened for me in 2008 with the recession. And people would say, what? It was one of the worst economic crises of our time. That's a gift. And it was the greatest gift, Kendra Scott, the company has ever gotten, because it forced me to say, I mean, our wholesale partners, were closing stores daily that I was writing orders for. Buyers that I had worked with were getting laid off at the department stores that I had built relationships with. All of my eggs were in one basket. And I was so worried about the buyers and the store owners for all those years, I forgot who the most important person was. It was my customer. And I knew I had to go direct to consumer. I had to talk to her directly. And what is the best way to do that? Open a store, really build our e-commerce so that we could connect with her, really build our social media platform so I could hear what she wanted, what she needed. And in 2009, we really refocused the business to a direct-to-consumer, still, of course, having our wholesale customer base. But everything in our company was, if we make the customer happy, it doesn't matter what happens in wholesale because they're going to ask for our products. They're going to want Kendra Scott in the stores. I've got to make her happy. And that really changed the whole direction of where we went. And that's when we started to see this lightning in a bottle growth was from 2010, you know, to today. And it would not have happened. I was just kind of going along. We were growing, but not growing huge. It was safe. And then the recession hit and it shook up the snow globe. And it forced me to have to look at things differently. And it also made me create a better business. The pandemic, same thing. I mean, this was my 2020 plan in March. I was like, okay, well, that's out the window. Let's start over. You know? And we had to like get whiteboards out at my house, 6 feet apart, masks on, and like figuring out, you know, my CEO and I figuring out like what we're going to do as we're Zooming our board members in of like, okay. And it forced us to do things that we may not have done and create better service like curbside pickup and virtual try-on and all of these cool things we had out there that we wanted to implement in the future. We brought it up right to today and our customer was so happy. And so, you know, I think we look at those things like you said, and you could just go, oh God, this is going to fail. I mean, there's no way we're getting out of this. Or it's like, okay, let's just see what works. Let's, you know, and this may not work, but at least we're moving one foot in front of the other. Yeah. And that's the thing I always tell my team, it's okay if we're moving and something doesn't work, but if we just are afraid to do anything because we're afraid it won't work, we're never going to move forward. You got to paint the train while it's moving.
Yeah, we're pretty good at that. All we do is paint trains while they're moving. They're moving fast. I'm like, I don't know many people that can keep up. We're pretty crazy. I love this. I think you're just so great, Kendra. You have such great energy, such a great spirit. It's no coincidence that you have succeeded so wildly and that you're giving so much of yourself back. I wonder, like, personally, what do you do for kind of your mental health, your physical health? Like, obviously I know you said yoga, which is great. And definitely another kind of moment for me where I'm like, this yoga thing keeps screaming. I probably should try it.
Trust me, please do. I got the mirror. I mean, I'm not like advertising for it, but I love it because I got it during COVID and they have the best classes. And I didn't feel like I was in a class environment where I didn't know the moves and I might not be doing it like great. So I was by myself and I could see someone and be like, okay, do I look like I'm doing it right? I love that thing. So it was great. No, you know, you're going to laugh, but so I'm engaged. You're the first to hear this officially. It just happened. I know. I'm engaged and my fiance and I have a ranch together. And I am so obsessed with being outside. My family were farmers, you know, growing up, I wouldn't go to the farm every summer and, you know, I'd get up in the mornings with my uncles and get on the combines. And I just, for me being out there planting, I love planting flowers. I love being in, and I love animals. Like I'm an animal freak.
So I'm coming to the ranch.
Yes, we have horses. I've got some alpacas.
I know, we have
four dogs. I just rescued an African tortoise last week. I mean, I can't even tell you. I built a tortoise house over the weekend. I mean, we were in the barn building a house, retrofitting a dog house for a African tortoise. So, you know, I think for me, I just love being out there with the animals. I love feeding them. I love, you know, being outside. I love being on our tractor. I mean, you would think here is Kendra Scott, this like when those things for me give me so much joy. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to them, crazily enough, like just to be out there with the kids, watching the kids ride the horses or whatever it might be. It's just, for me, it is my place of calm and I'm just so happy and no makeup, jeans and a flannel shirt and an old worn pair of cowboy boots. And I'm really, really happy.
Kelsey,
I know.
Are we twins? We're going.
Yeah, you guys. Well, first of all, I want to go ride all the horses. Second of all, yes, Maria, you guys are twins.
Yeah. I think we were separated at birth, Kendra.
I love it. Well, you have to come to Austin. Please come and come see the animals and we'll go riding and it'll be awesome.
Maria likes her lawnmower. That's not a tractor.
Yes, I have a riding lawnmower.
That's what she's talking about.
Yes, that's what I mean. It's a big one, but it literally, there's nothing more therapeutic, right, Maria? Well, I can't believe I'm having this conversation with you because mm-hmm. no one would think, looking at you or I, that mm-hmm. one of our favorite pastimes is mowing the lawn.
Kendra, but it is. I am in Connecticut right now. We have 60 acres here, okay?
Yeah.
I live to get on the lawnmower and mow the lawn and be outside in nature. I love catching all the frogs and playing with the animals. I mean, I am an animal. You could stick me anywhere as long as there are animals and I'm fed. I just want food. Because
when
I like
we're
to be
done,
fed.
I'll get your cell. I'm going to text you pictures of my alpacas because those are the next animals you need in Connecticut. They would love it up there.
I go to the neighbors to play with theirs because I love them so much. My neighbors all have animals. So I go to all of them. I have a dog down the street that I'm obsessed with named Bruno. He's a bulldog. I have the alpacas down the street. I got the goats and the sheep like that we play with on this. I love animals. I've been an animal lover my whole life, but being in nature, like the second I got home here, I stopped grinding my teeth.
Yes.
I could sleep. I can breathe. Yes. Something about being in the woods is so relaxing. We have a pool in the back. When you swim in the pool amongst the woods, there's no other feeling like it. It's crazy. Right. So I fully understand. And I was telling Kevin recently, I said, you know, I always growing up said someday I'm going to have a zoo and an aquarium. Yes. I'm going to save all these animals. And I said to him, I go, I think that really is what's going to make me happy in life. He's like, all right, well, we'll do it. And I go, no, not yet.
No, I'm telling you, but it's just will start happening. Like this African tortoise, it would needed rescue. There's a Central Texas tortoise rescue. And I don't know how I came about it. I'm like, I wasn't planning on rescuing a turtle. But this thing is so cute. He's so cute. I'm like, oh my God, I love him. So you never know. I mean, it just happened overnight, kind of like it keeps like my menagerie, you know, of like thing, animals that I just, and I love them so much and just brushing the horses, feeding them, watching them eat, like all those things that I just love. I mean, I love it all. And you know, like you said, sitting on the patio and you can hear the bugs.
Yeah.
Like, sound of the bugs and the wind in the trees. And it's those simple things for me. Like I sit out and I'm just like, oh, instantly. Yeah. Oh, so good.
Okay. So now Kelsey, I'm going to tell Kendra some things that are going to probably freak her the hell out. So this is how insane I am. So last summer I spoke at a Tony Robbins seminar. We drove up here from Florida to Connecticut and Kelsey was with me. And we get here and the house had been a little bit kind of overrun. My parents had been gone for a long time because as you know, my mom was dealing with brain cancer. How long did your uncle live for, by the way, with
my stepdad?
I mean, your stepdad, sorry. Yeah.
When he was diagnosed from diagnosis, almost 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he had glioblastoma.
So I should know exactly the type of cancer, Maria. I'm sorry. I don't know.
That's okay.
His was, they think, was formed from Agent Orange exposure from Vietnam. So he had a tumor removed, then another tumor came back. So we were kind of going through, you know, removing tumor, removing another one, then one formed that was just impossible for us to kind of get at. I mean, we had kind of kept it at bay. You know, at first they did not think he was going to make it more than a year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, why I'm so engaged and involved with MD Anderson is because they gave us the gift of time, you know, which is, you know, was amazing. But he was diagnosed when he was 40.
Was it stage 4?
It was stage 3 at diagnosis.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we obviously have that in common as well. So my mom and dad weren't here. I was like, okay, we'll get it all kind of squared away. Yeah. Well, of course, now we're coming across different animals, different things. So there was a salamander in the back and he was looking real, real dead. And so I like to resuscitate insects.
Yes.
I have successfully given chest compressions to and brought back to life from the dead a grasshopper and a cricket.
Wow.
Very delicate little insects.
Tell me you didn't do like mouth to mouth on that.
Well, on the salamander lizard guy, I was trying to give him mouth to mouth, but like not officially. I was like blowing close to his
mouth.
Like
in a straw?
Yeah. And Kelsey's watching me and she's like, you are cooked. And then there was a snake in the basement, a little snake, like, you know, a little long guy.
That's where I had to draw the line.
I spoke to him. We had lots of conversations and then he cooperated with me putting him in the dustpan in the bag, which, you know, how do you get snakes to cooperate? And he said, thank you, because he let me pat him when I put him outside by the pool.
But basically, like, they're like Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah. So that's how insane I am with it. I mean, I've rescued and mended so many animals since I was little, squirrels, raccoons, birds, hummingbirds, all of them. But the insects are the new ones. So like I can
honestly say, I mean, I've done that with a hummingbird that flew into our picture window. I resuscitated. I went online. I figured out what to do. But insects, snakes, and rats, that's where I draw the line. I mean, and that's where you are way better person than me.
Wait, the best is, there was a rat or like some mouse thing in my backyard. And I was like, oh no. So I got a plastic bag and I'm trying to give him chest compressions. And my dad looking at me from the window above, Mari, are you crazy? And I go, Dad, it's God's creature. We have to help it.
Anyhow, oh my gosh.
Those are my stories. So
you're amazing.
When we have ranch time, I will share more, but, I am going to let you go because we are at our time and I'm just so grateful to.
I could talk to you all day.
All day. And thank you. This was awesome.
Thank you so much. I loved every second of it.
All right. Kendra Scott. Ladies, have we learned something or many things?
She's amazing. I mean, all her advice. I want to go back and listen to it again. But I really, one of the main things I wrote down that I liked was the be disruptive. Mm-hmm. I think that that's so cool. And I think that right now, you know, with the social media and the TikTok, I think it's so easy to kind of like bandwagon and do what other people are doing. And she's like, no. What did she say? If you're doing what everyone else is doing, you've already failed. Oh, and I agree. I'm like, be original, be you, and don't be scared. And that kind of goes into something else she was talking about, you know, women being scared of being judged. And she finally got over that. And she was just like, you know what? No. So I thought that was amazing. She's really cool. And you guys had really fun energy together. So I'm excited to go to the ranch.
Yeah, we're going to the ranch. I love the nail salon. I love the smoothie bar. You know, at AfterBuzz, we did the laundry machines and we did what we could. We had such a small space. You know, we had maybe 12 employees or have some still, but I think at that time, at our highest point, I think we had like 12. So it's a little different than 3,000, but we're getting there. We have all the stuff in the back burner waiting for the moments. But I think the biggest thing that I took is that it doesn't happen overnight. Yeah. It does take a long, long time and you have to grind and you have to really love it to keep fighting for it. And so, you know, it's a thing. And so even with this, what we're building here with Better Together, you know, her passion is to help female entrepreneurs. And my passion is to help people in general, but really with health and wellness and all of that. And so, you know, I think that if your passion is authentic to you, and if you are willing to put the work behind it, and you're willing to be patient, that everything will come and everything will happen. And so for us, our next step is our website, which we're really excited about. And I hope you guys love it. I hope you're already loving the new branding for the podcast. And it was so funny because I'll tell you guys, and I got to reach out to Sahara Rose. We had Sahara Rose on the show a couple of times. She's an Ayurvedic expert. And so I have her podcast on my, you know, my apps.
And so what was really funny, and I don't know if it'll happen today, but the day I looked at ours, that you were like, okay, we're live. Oh yeah. Look, there's hers and there's mine.
So
and you
similar.
Can't really tell from this, but they're, the coloring is kind of similar. And I was like, oh my God,
same vibes.
Copied her. We just have good, both have good taste and didn't realize. But anyhow, we've been rebranding and we're going to make our website a destination so that you can go every day and learn and grow and have kind of a happy, fun place to visit. That's giving you real true advice and true information. So I'm really excited for that launch, and that will be very, very soon. So you know what? We're all dedicated. We're trying and we're doing our best. And we're so grateful for you guys to be on the journey with us and to be healing and learning and growing right alongside us. So thank you guys for that. If you haven't hit subscribe on YouTube, by the way, there's a whole new video up there.
What?
Go check it out. I'm sharing kind of what we're doing in this next phase there. If you haven't subscribed, please do. And join us on Patreon for a deeper experience. Every week you get an extra show at the $10 tier. You get ad-free shows and you get to be a part of our HEAL events, which are incredible and such an incredible value. So join us over there, especially while you can, before kind of things change. And so you guys can be grandfathered in.
Yes.
All right. That is it for us today. In the meantime,
I have a review to read. I have a review. So you guys, we for a minute weren't reading our Apple Podcast reviews, which was sad because all of us get so much joy from them.
Maria's like,
let's start reading them again. And I'm like, all right. So if you haven't yet, I know a lot of you have, but if you haven't, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It means the flippin' world. We really want to get to 2,000 by the new year. That would be our Christmas present. That's what we're fingers crossed putting that into.
Yeah.
The
so
universe.
When you're at dinner with your friends, steal their phones.
Yeah.
Hit
exactly.
Subscribe. Give us a 5-star.
Exactly. I mean, I'm all in. Heck yeah! I had to reset my computer, so it kicked me off of everything. So I left a new review. So good. I mean, as many places as you can, you guys. So I'm going to read the most recent one that says, love it. 5 stars from IDK, IDK, IDK 111. Thank you. It yes. says, heard about this pod from Please Stop, the podcast, which I'm not sure what that is. So I'm going to have to look that up. It says, Maria is so inspiring.
Aww.
You are. So thank you guys. That's our most recent one. So come on, we need some new ones. We're going to keep reading them every week. And just thank you all so much. We love you.
Love you, Heal Squad. All right. Be nice people, make good choices, and be present.